During the upcoming Shavuot holiday, the Book of Ruth will be read, in which Ruth the Moabite joins her fate and her faith to that of her mother-in-law, Naomi. Wherever you go, I will go, Ruth says. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Well, is conversion absolute? The current production of the Theater and Theology Theater Group explores that question in a current production, In a Stranger's Grave. The play portrays the turmoil of an extended family when two sisters in Israel discover, upon their mother's death abroad, that the validity of her conversion to Judaism is in question. The stance taken by the Burial Society in Jerusalem on how the mother can be buried throws the family into chaos as the sisters grapple with how to dignify their mother and what it means for their own identities. The play resonates with the current Israeli debate on conversion, and the production, which runs at the Cannes Theater through June 13th, is paired with the post-performance scholar discussions. Reporter Naomi Segal spoke with the playwright Miriam Metzinger and one of the actors, Rabbi Professor David Golkin, the president of the Schechter Institute Incorporated in Jerusalem, and first asked, what was the inspiration for the play?
Well, I actually had the idea 4 years ago, and I have a classics background. I love Greek tragedy, and I love the story of Antigone, which is a woman in ancient Greece who was struggling to have her brothers buried, and the king was objecting to it on political and religious grounds. And then I read in the paper about somebody who wasn't buried in Israel because the mother's conversion wasn't, the kid was raised Jewish his whole life, and he came from Chutz La'aretz. It was a child with cancer who was in Spain, and he wanted to be buried in Jerusalem. That was his last wish. And they buried him in Jerusalem, but they did not allow him to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. In this case, it was because, you know, the Beis Din, the Rabbanu, didn't think the Beis Din that did his mother's conversion was one that they would accept. But I was also familiar with the phenomenon of conversion puzzling. That's when somebody has been a convert and they've gone off the derech, as they say, and they've stopped observing and their conversions were canceled. So I thought, what would happen if somebody went to Chutz La'aretz and they were a convert and they were no longer observant? And what would happen if their family, if they were considered no longer Jewish? Because obviously their children, if the woman, the children are no longer considered Jewish. And how does that affect someone in terms of their work life and their social life and their who they intend to marry? And it affects every facet of our lives in Israel, our Jewish identity. That this seemed like a combining what could happen in the political realities with the ancient story of Antigone really seemed to resonate with me, and then I started working on the play.
And this really sounds like a situation of upheaval of identity, and is it even a realistic scenario?
It happens quite often. Oh, yes, it happens. People don't talk about it because they usually have it fixed. They have a Giur L'Chumrah, which is like another conversion, or their relatives aren't buried in a Jewish cemetery, and they try to keep that, don't mention that. But it does happen quite often. A Rabbi Chuck Davidson, who spoke the first night, deals with cases of this and counseling people on what their options are when the Rabbanut has either canceled their conversions or hasn't recognized them.
So your play looks also at the impact on the lives of the families.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that play out?
Well, I mean, I realize, you know, how important Jewish identity is to us in Israel. It's not just an emotional thing. It also can determine what schools the children are allowed to go to, whether or not people are allowed to get married, and how the communities view people, in terms of some employment. Some people need to employ Jews, for instance, teach in Jewish schools. And I realized that this really could affect every aspect of someone's life. They could literally lose everything if their conversion is, or their parents' conversion, their mother's conversion is canceled or not recognized.
Now, Rabbi Golinkin, you appear in the play. You're an actor in the play. Tell us a little bit about your role, and do you feel as if you're acting or as if you're playing out some sorts of scenarios from real life?
Well, in the play, there are two rabbis who are protagonists or antagonists. There's a Haredi rabbi who says that it's possible to annul a conversion if a person stops being observant. And I play the role of the modern Orthodox rabbi who says that that's not true, that a Jew is always a Jew and a conversion cannot be annulled. I wanted to play the role of the modern Orthodox rabbi because I agree very much with what he's saying. I believe that the Haredi position has no basis in Jewish law. The Talmud explicitly says in two places that a convert who reverts to his former practices is still considered a Jew. And, for example, if he betroths a woman, it's still a kosher betrothal. And this was codified by Maimonides, and the Shulchan Aruch, the standard code of Jewish law, even states that if a convert reverts to idol worship, the convert is still considered Jewish. The Haredi approach of retroactive annulment of conversions is a novelty in Jewish law, which was invented in the late 19th and 20th centuries, in which they say that if the convert is not observant, you can retroactively annul their conversion. Unfortunately, as Miriam said, this is not fiction. The most famous case occurred in Israel in the year 2008, when the higher rabbinic court of the Rabbanut Rashid of the chief rabbinate retroactively annulled all of the conversions performed by Rabbi Chaim Druckman and Israel's National Conversion Court between 1999 and 2008. In other words, the higher rabbinic court retroactively annulled at least 10,000 conversions performed by the chief rabbinate itself. Luckily, that was undone a number of years later by the Supreme Court of the State of Israel. Similarly, there are isolated cases which are reported in the press. For example, in 2015, the Jerusalem Rabbinical Court retroactively annulled the Jewish status of a woman whose mother had been converted under the auspices of Chief Rabbi Shlomo Gorin 32 years before. And there was 32 years later, they said that the mother was not Jewish and the daughter is not Jewish and she cannot be married in a Jewish wedding. And as Rabbi Chuck Davidson said in the first performance of In a Stranger's Grave, these are not isolated incidences. There are quite a few cases of converts being told, you are no longer Jewish because you're not observant, because your parent who converted was not observant. So this is a very timely play, ma'od aktuali, as they say in Hebrew. And in a very dramatic fashion, it shows the results on a family of this type of decision by a Chevra Kadisha in Jerusalem.
And what kind of response has there been from the audience?
Well, so far the response has been very positive. We've had two performances. We have five performances to come, and hopefully we'll be doing more performances in September. After each performance, there's a discussion with a scholar discussing these issues in Jewish law and in Israeli society. And the discussions are quite lively. And I think that many people, for them, it was an eye-opening experience to hear about this phenomenon in Israeli society and what's going on. And I would imagine that most of the people in the audience disagree with the Haredi approach and agree with the more modern, moderate approach to this question.
Miriam, do you hope through this play, not only from the discussions that are afterwards, that it can somehow generate broader conversation, broader awareness in Israeli society about this situation?
Absolutely, because as you phrased in your first question, I get that question a lot. I mean, there's someone I know who's studying she's studying Torah and modern issues in Israeli society, religious conflicts. She had never heard of that the people have their conversions possible, never heard of the Druckman case, although it was really high profile in the news. And I don't know, I think it's because some people say, you know, well, they can't do that. And there's one person in the play who says to another person, don't say can't as if it doesn't happen. You're saying don't say what people should do as if it's something that actually does happen, because it shouldn't happen. I mean, as Rabbi Galinkin said, halachically, it shouldn't happen. But it was kind of rabbinic innovation that made conversion puzzling acceptable by some people. And so people have difficulty really believing it happens because it's like, what? You know, that can't happen. But it does. And people don't talk about it. So I do hope that the play generates a discussion and people realize this really does happen. And hopefully there'll be some positive change, or at least a discussion, at least starting with a fruitful discussion about it.
Miriam Mitzinger, playwright of the In a Stranger's Grave, currently at the Khan Theater in Jerusalem. And more information can be found at the www.theaterontology.com.